It's All Things Considered on WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. Since the earliest days of the COVID-19 pandemic, there was just one kind of public space where many people could still be found, at the park. Record numbers of East Tennesseans escaped the monotony of quarantine by visiting parks more and using them in new ways. WUOT News contributor Heather Duncan has that story.
Birds sing and dogs bark at church on a recent Sunday in Knoxville's Lakeshore Park. A crowd of about 60 spreads beneath the trees and through a field wet with dew, sharing prayers and old-time music.
Good morning! Live from Knoxville, Tennessee, in Lakeshore Park, it's the Grand Ole Opry version of St. John's Cathedral Sunday service, and we're all glad you're here.
St. John's has held what it calls Dog Church here for 3 summers. But this year, with COVID-19 driving many church services online, the outdoor tradition will continue through October. Other churches have had evening services in the park. Terry McLean hasn't been attending church in a building, so she tried it out.
It's just a freer feeling. It's relaxed. It is delightful to be in nature. Our parks are wonderful. I'm very grateful that we have them, and they provide us an outlet when so many of our outlets have been cut out of our lives.
Thousands of people have turned to East Tennessee's parks since COVID shut down other gathering places. Popular state and local parks have seen double their normal visitors. Greenways became crowded before people began to spill into open fields, says Cheryl Ely, Parks and Recreation Director for Knoxville. Social clubs, Bible studies, and work meetings settled into folding chairs at parks like Lakeshore and Sequoia Hills.
Then we also saw how teenagers were social distancing. We saw them kind of circle each other around these cars. And then what they would do is stand or sit on the top of the hood of the car, and one would get in the middle and they would dance. So they kind of had a dance party. But for me, it was good because they were social distancing, but they were using the park in a different way.
With gyms closed, classes for fitness, martial arts, and yoga shifted to the park too. Many stayed. Personal trainers meet clients there. Sandhya Raghavan has been attending a strength class at Lakeshore Park.
I used to go to the YMCA, but I'm not comfortable going in and exercising with a mask, and this turned out to be amazing. I'm loving it. It's great to be outside, and I'm not afraid outside.
Lakeshore was seeking public feedback on a redevelopment plan when the pandemic hit. Julian Foy, executive director of the Lakeshore Park Conservancy, says the plan is incorporating more small social and play spaces now because of COVID. Similarly, officials at Great Smoky Mountains National Park were brainstorming a plan to reduce crowding when COVID boosted visitation even more. The nation's most visited national park might turn to tools like timed entry, visitor limits, or shuttle systems. Virtual meetings to get public feedback are scheduled for the third week of October. There was some public outcry when the national park closed for 6 weeks in spring. Spokeswoman Dana Sowen says it couldn't reopen until surrounding towns were able to serve visitors again at restaurants and hotels. The most popular trails reopened last to encourage people to spread out. Sowen says many did.
During just the month of June, our backcountry camping was up 21%. That seemed to be a place where people felt really safe, where they could disperse and have that physical distancing.
State campgrounds and parks, like Seven Islands State Birding Park near Kodak, have also remained packed after a 3-week shutdown in spring. Robin Peeler is the region's state parks manager.
The people that are coming out seem really happy and just so friendly and eager. It was tough at the beginning as we kind of made the transition with the new protocols, but we're kind of in a good place now, and we feel like we've had new visitors, which we hope will be lifelong park supporters. It's been nice to see some new faces.
For WUOT News, I'm Heather Duncan.